welcome to the Circle Sessions featuring the Circle of Experts. Each week, one of the Circle of Experts joins me to talk about critical aspects of growing your podcast. The Circle of Experts are Yasmin Robles and Izzy Dadosky from Rebel Marketing, English Amamu of TJE Communications, and Don the Idea Guy. I'm Brett Johnson, my podcast guy from Circle 270 Media Podcast Consultants. This week, Tanisha is here. Tanisha's on a mission to help small businesses level the playing field through her digital marketing solutions. Tanisha, thanks for joining me again today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
You got a really great topic for this one. I don't think podcasters or creator really thinks about this. They're really focused on creating content, those episodes or the video casts, or it could be blogs or whatever the case might be. How to keep an audience engaged between you publish.
Yes.
I think that's really a good where to start and keeping consistent between that. So let's look at that from the standpoint of, okay, you put all this energy into creating each of these episodes, these blogs or whatever. Let's just call it content. Thinking about your audience may still want to hear from you in between.
Right. Yeah.
And let's kind of go over, how to stay consistent. Maybe that's the thought, because there are ways of doing it, but maybe thinking about, okay, how do I even approach being consistent between being consistent with my episodes?
Yes. So I know we've talked quite a on the podcast about content calendars and planning content. So if you haven't listened to any of those episodes, definitely recommend starting there, because this will definitely feed into that whole process. So one, I don't think a lot of people think about their podcast as a piece of content, but it's a huge piece of content that we can break down into smaller pieces of content to keep people engaged in between the episodes. So then that way, when you're posting on social media, when you're sending emails, it's not just, hey, new episode, hey, new episode. And letting your podcast episodes have room to breathe as well, right? We don't want to just keep dropping and moving on, especially if you had powerful conversations. Like, let's find a way to kind of keep those things going. I mean, really staying consistent with anything that you do, especially with the podcast, is so important, because as we know, there are so many people with podcasts. So we have to find ways to stand, starting with just being consistent in not just those episode drops, but in between is going to be super important for you to keep your listeners engaged and excited about what you're doing. A few different types of content that you can focus on in between episodes. One thing I know we've talked about before is some sound bites. So if there were, some gems that were dropped in an episode, pull out, a 15-second, 20-second clip and use that as a piece of content. Now, even if you're not doing the audio and the visual, because I know we've kind of talked about the pros and the cons, but you could still a photo of your guest, put the sound bite behind the picture, put, the timestamp of when this episode, or, the time that they can go back and listen to hear the full clip. Still something that you can share from your podcast episode. Regardless of if you have the visual or not, it's still something that you could do. Or even quotes, right? So if trying to, get doing all that is too much work, then simply quoting a person if they said something and tagging them on social media and then reminding people to go back and listen to that episode is also a piece of content that you can post in between podcast episodes.
Right, exactly. Well, and it's also, you can take a look at, sometimes you record an episode with someone and you don't have really flush out even more thoughts that you had because you're watching the clock. You want it to be, concise. And you could also look at social media or whatever, you're posting on to kind of, hey, we talked about this, but what do you think about, I didn't get to bring this up. you talk to your community about things that you didn't get to talk to about in your podcast. That's a really good avenue to do that as well too. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a great way to also engage in the conversation. So it's not just them, you know, listening to an episode and, you know, passively maybe while they're working or driving to work, but it also encourages them to be a part of the conversation. And, you know, that leads me to another piece of content is, you know, showing some love to your listeners. So if someone, let's say you do that, maybe you make a post and you're like, you know, expanding on a topic out, and someone commented with something really thoughtful. Maybe you, one, give them a shout out for following you and engaging and listening. Like, people love to hear their name or see themselves quoted in places. And, you know, you can ask permission as well. I would recommend to make sure they're okay with being put in the spotlight in that way. But that can be a great way to show your listeners that you care about their thoughts of what you're doing on your show. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you after that, it'll keep them engaged. I used to listen to the podcast doesn't exist anymore, but it was a podcast called Stride and Saunter. And really, it was just the guy's name was Kip Clark, and I don't remember the guest, but or his co-host, but they would just talk about the most like random conversations. And the was that like, hey, if we were just like, you know, taking a walk and we were just having random thoughtful conversations, like this is that podcast. And I used to like tweet them and like things. And one day the host, he asked me, hey, would it be okay if I mail you something? And they mailed me a sticker of their podcast. And he wrote me a note saying like, thank you for to the show and being engaged, like we really, really appreciate it, yada yada. And that made me like a loyal fan just from that. Now, you don't have to do all that, but if you are at least like acknowledging you are trying to engage with you in conversations that you're having on your podcast, that can go a long way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think that, you know, this creating engagement points, I guess, way between episodes can allow you to be even more creative without it being a burden. Let's put it that way, that it's that, you know, you feel like you need to do something, but at the same time, well, don't let it be another job. Be creative with it. What do you want to do? How can you have fun with it? Experiment. If it doesn't work, that's okay. But it's that, but you're at least kind of doing something between that. It's you're alleviating the burnout of just constant creation. Focused on, it's that sometimes inspiration comes from things you do between episodes and the feedback that you get. So allow that to happen. Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, just a few other ways keep your listeners engaged. Just do some interactive stuff. So with Instagram, you can do polls. You can also do polls on LinkedIn as well and making a post and kind of seeing, you know, a this or that kind of thing with things that you're talking about. Also kind of going with your idea of kind of like expanding on thoughts is maybe providing some education depending on the topics that you're talking about. You and Katie did an episode with Andrea from Healing Without Limits for the Tri-Village Chamber podcast, and she's talking about mental health. So there may be some verbiage or some language super familiar to people. So using your social media or your emails as a way to provide that education to people, go a little bit deeper on some of the topics, be able to provide resources, right? Especially if you're talking about something like mental health, to be able to provide people with resources that they can take away and kind of explore their own mental health journey themselves, or counseling, or just continued education for their employees. So think about how you can really go beyond the episode. Like, your podcast should not just start and stop. with an episode recording. Yeah. That's kind of like the start, is the recording of that episode. But then how can you take it beyond and keep your listeners engaged and also gain new listeners too?
Think and you know, coupled with that, I think you take into account, while you were talking, I thought about this as well too, is how often do you publish? And look at it from the standpoint of, you know, if you publish once a month, again, whatever, but it's that, okay, your rhythm doesn't have to be that the in-between content has to fill all the weeks that you're not publishing an episode. It could be that you're the same kind of pace with a monthly. Maybe in 2 weeks, you put something else out in a couple of weeks, kind of process, because if you're a weekly podcast and you're filling in between, you know, a couple of days, it can be over. Pretty burdensome. So I think it's that pace yourself on based on your publication to really take a look at that, because again, you don't want to burn out on both creating content and also the extra stuff that you do, but take a look at it and the expectation level of what the listeners would want from you.
Right, exactly. You know, with me and the podcast that you helped me start with, my Black Woman in Biz podcast, creating that in-between content has allowed me to be able to not have to be stressed a weekly episode. And I can kind of, you know, maybe do every 2 weeks or once a month, just to kind of be able to like kind of stretch out the content that I have podcast, as well as, you know, creating that content in between. Making sure that I'm tagging the guests and keeping them engaged and getting their audiences engaged and listening to the podcast. There's a lot of different ways that you can use content to also buy yourself more time in between episodes, so that there isn't that, you know, rush or the need to be like, okay, I got to go, you know, a couple episodes before the end of the month or whatever. And then it's also a great way, again, to just keep people engaged in between episodes too. And we'll probably to find new listeners just based off the education pieces that you're doing or the conversations that you're starting with people.
Right. Exactly. And you know, I just had this conversation with a client yesterday talking about expectation of having a guest really help promote the episode they're on, or maybe a co-host, and they're just not, there's as expectations you would hope that they would help. But I think it's if you coordinate with certain aspects, the Tuesday following our episode, I want to coordinate with you. You post something, I tag you, and you post something and I'll, you know, and that sort of thing, kind of combine it. That can help as well too. Maybe the coordination of the between you're doing it with a co-host or it's a guest can help out as well too. But I think it does take coordination to know, if you do this, I'll do this, and we're going to do it on Tuesday or whatever day it might be. That helps, and you won't be as frustrated. How's that extra content between episodes too?
Yes, I think that's important. Yeah. Like you said, coordinating with your guests on how or if they will be engaged in the promotion of the podcast. Forget to have those conversations. I will just, especially on Instagram where you can invite people to collaborate, I'll just invite them, and then it's up to them if they accept it or not. Most of the time they do. Just tagging them and, you know, tagging them in the comments saying like, you know, still can't get over how great this conversation was, thanks again, you know, and then that kind of will push them, right? Especially on LinkedIn, where then that will show to their followers. So just getting creative on how you engage with your guests. But of course, I think it's important beforehand, like you said, to try, okay, I'm going to post the episode on Thursday, and then the Tuesday after I'm going to do this, and then that Friday I'm going to do that, so that they're aware of what you're doing, being able to give them assets too, like giving them the clip. Like, hey, here's a clip you can post, or, you know, here's the link to the episode so that you can share it. Really trying to make this a team effort as much as possible.
Right. Well, and then you also don't have to worry about getting kind of fight, or you're going around the algorithm of what an Instagram or a LinkedIn might do, that, you know that your guest or your co-host is going to post on a certain day, but you may not get fed that until like 30.
Well, that,
therefore, if you're both doing it on Tuesday, at least you know that, okay, I'm in your feed, you're in my feed, kind of feel to it, we're tagging each other. It's not breaking the algorithm per se, but at least there's, a coordination that you're trying to do on platforms that aren't necessarily your friends.
Yeah, for sure.
Any other calls to action come to mind? I know we've covered a lot of this,
You know, I would also encourage people to, when it comes to call to actions, is finding ways to engage people. Like, you know, tag a friend who may need this episode, or comment your biggest takeaway from this episode. Or, you know, there is this app called ManyChat, and it is free for the basic functionality, but you could have it so that if someone comments, you know, the word podcast, then it will automatically DM them an episode, the link to the episode. So you could say, you know, comment podcast and I'll send you the episode, or comment circle sessions and I'll send you this episode link. So there's ways that you can also get people engaged that way. Can still do that on the free version. It's just a little workaround that you'll have to do, but it's definitely possible to do that as well. And that is always a great way to encourage engagement. Or, you know, if you're talking about something on the podcast, like if you're talking about, you know, wellness, and you tell them, you know, tell people comment the word wellness or health, and I'll send you the episode. So there's fun ways that you can kind of in that way too.
Just, you know, we haven't talked about ManyChat in a while. That's a good idea.
I know. Just making it fun, getting creative, trying new, and knowing that, you know, there are a lot of podcasts out there, so we got to get creative on how we keep our listeners engaged with what we're doing.
Yeah. Well, super. This has been a tremendous amount of ideas here. I love the idea of working with your schedule and against your schedule, and making sure that you're, you know, keeping that engagement up as much as you can, and be creative. If anyone wants to kind of pick your brain about some more ideas, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can go to my website at tjecommunications.com and set up a free consultation, and we can talk through some of these ideas.
Cool. And yeah, if you want to explore some more ideas with me as well too, we can actually bring Tanisha in together, that sort of thing. You can reach me at mypodcastguy.com. My booking calendar is there, and we'd love to come up with some. I think this is something that is not necessarily addressed all that often. I think it's something to think about. Whether it's the very beginning stages of creating your podcast, or as you go through and you incorporate it, I think it's something that needs to be. Tanisha, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate you.